This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The Doctor is in.
All right, it's the summer solstice edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, heading back from New York City. New York City. Dr. Bitar, you're finally at home, and I'm on the road. So anyway, we got lots of healing, broadcast healing to do. I had the memorial service for Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. His wife wanted to have it on the solstice, so I came back up to do that. But there are a lot of gifted healers. You've been hearing about them being taken out of the life chain mysteriously. But we're not stopping what we're doing.
I didn't know that's the reason you were in New York, but my best wishes there as well.
Yeah. Well, like I said, this is a time of healing. There's transformation happening. We've been covering these things for a lot of years. There's a lot of things that are changing, yet at the same time, there are a lot of things that are trying to stop those changes from happening. But I think inevitably, they're not going to be successful because you can only do the same old stuff for so long, and even the people that are into it are going to go, you know what, I'm bored and tired of doing this. Let's try something different.
Yeah, that's true. I totally agree with you.
So as far as what's going on for you, any healing stories from the clinic that are speakable this week?
Well, it's actually interesting. I am... As we're doing the show, I am actually standing over a sink. I was attacked by yellow jackets, so I have four very bad swollen areas on my arms and my hands where the yellow jackets got me, and they've swollen up quite interestingly. I look like one of those... parts of me look like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, man. Where did they get you? On the hands, face, neck? Where did they get you?
Actually, on the inner wrist, on the elbow, on the finger, and then on the thenar eminence. And the one that's really, really painful, which I asked my wife, I said, did I tell you that it feels like a nail underneath my nail? But it's a very interesting solution, Robert, that I had come across many years ago. And I am doing that right now, and it's amazing. It almost takes the pain away, and you forget that you've got it until it starts wearing off. And then the pain comes on in a very, very...
Don't tell me you're peeing on your hands right now.
No, actually, that works for sea urchins, and I had that issue.
Right.
And that actually does work. But, no, this is... Should we talk about this solution that people can try?
Absolutely. You know, look, as a homeopath, I do Apis mellifica, which is the bee sting venom in homeopathic form, but you can do yellow jacket. Some people actually do bee sting therapy. I haven't heard about yellow jacket therapy, you know, purposeful stinging themselves to reverse certain diseases. But in your case, what was the reversal, or what is the reversal?
Well, it's not necessarily a reversal. This is more analgesic than anything else.
Okay.
It's probably 3 inches to 4 inches in diameter of each area where I was stung. And the worst one is on the finger because the finger, the swelling was so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you can almost develop it like a compartment syndrome. So this happened about 5 o'clock. It's now 10 o'clock. So it happened about 5 hours ago.
Right.
And it's very, very sharp pain. Literally feels like a nail was driven through my finger. So the solution is very simple. Take baking soda,
yeah,
and add a little bit of water to it to make a paste, and put the paste right directly over the bite and on the surrounding area, and you will have virtually within 15 to 20 seconds, almost instantaneously, you'll have relief.
Nice.
And I believe that the mechanism of action, because sodium it's basically baking soda, sodium bicarb.
Yes.
I think you're basically neutralizing the acidity of the toxin. And I also believe there's an astringent quality, so you're pulling, if you will, the localized venom out through the skin. But it's within... It's almost instantaneous you get relief. Now, the funny thing is, when it starts drying, when the paste starts to dry, it cakes off. And mm-hmm. before it even falls off, the pain starts to come back. And all you have to do is just take a couple of drops of water.
Mm-hmm.
So the water actually acts as the elixir of pain removal. It's so sure. funny because you put the drop of water, it reactivates the sodium bicarb. You don't have to put new sodium bicarb on there.
Right, just reactivate because it only works in that wetness or a moist environment. That's brilliant. Yeah. Very simple. Sodium bicarb cure. It has a lot of options there. Well, that's good. Also, in terms of dealing with these summertime kind of things, because in the northern hemisphere, this is when the bee stings are obviously happening. So it's a good thing to learn before it happens to have it at the ready.
Yeah, I'm never concerned about wasps, bees, you know, yellow jackets. They swarm all over the place. And you know, I see people ducking and everything. I've never been stung before. If I have, it was, you know, by accident where I, like, sat on something.
Right.
And I was actually putting up a fence with a couple of my guys, and I was knocking in a stake to mark where the next one was going to go, and I had a tape measure in my hand, and I just tossed the tape measure right next to the stake, and I didn't even realize it, but I felt something crawling in my hand, and I looked down, and then I felt the shearing pain, and all of a sudden they were all over me.
Wow.
The tape measure just basically hit the nest that was in the ground.
Ah, so yeah, it aggravated them that point. Because most of the time, you're around them, they're not going to bother you. And that's what I've found over the years, too. But yeah, if they're aggravated, it's like all bets are off. Get out of there.
Yeah, and I was probably 100 yards away from them within about 5 seconds. I think I did. I was pretty fast. My old football coach would have been very, very proud of me, but they were right on me.
You were sprinting very well, got out of there. Well, I'm glad you're all right now. And, again, that's a good lesson for everybody. If you're in the summer months and a sting happens, have a sodium bicarb. We talk about homeopathy as well. Many different things that can work in regards to responding in a first aid manner to those kind of stings.
Yeah, and so. This is just all you have to do is just get the regular baking soda that you have inside, you know, Arm & Hammer,
mm-hmm.
baking soda that's in the fridge for the smells. Just that's all you need, just baking soda and a little bit of water. I've also heard that meat tenderizer works. I haven't used that. My wife has used it, and she said that really works too, but the sodium bicarb, it just works over and over again.
Excellent. Well, let's see. We got some other stories that are interesting tonight. As I said, it's an unusual summer solstice that you have a full moon. I think the next one's going to be like 74 years from now. So people that are real energy sensitive understand these things. They say, you know, it's a big, big day. So enjoy it if you're listening live, first recording. Otherwise, hope you had a good one in the meantime. But now the days get shorter from here in the northern hemisphere. And don't worry, summer's coming down south. In the southern hemisphere, where you're listening to us in New Zealand and Australia.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty cold over there right now. From everybody that I'm talking down there, it's pretty cold. So, my aunt's actually visiting from New Zealand right now, and she's at my sister's in St. Louis, and mm-hmm. they walked outside. It was 102 degrees out there, and my sister was complaining how hot it was, and my aunt walked out. And she said, "Oh, it's so lovely."
Having the heat wave, and they're loving it from winter time. You know, we had a listener write in yesterday. I covered it on the show from Australia about another case of kind of their version of medical kidnapping, where a kid with brain cancer, a six-year-old, being forced to have chemo, despite the fact that the parents have done all their homework to say, you know what, it's 95% or more failure rate. And, you know, it brings up the question again, is that the people have become so subservient, so much like sheeple rather than people, that they wouldn't stand up and defend their children, you know, as they're obligated to do. They've been so convinced that the authoritarians in government have the power and should have the power and exert it over us, much less the medical community, that this is a global phenomenon, not just what we've degraded into in the United States.
Yeah, and the funny thing, Robert, is when you talk to people from other parts of the country, they always seem to think that it's only in their area, and they seem to think that the U.S., the pinnacle of freedom, that it would be so much better. And then I have to remind them that, no, this type of atrocity actually started here in the United States, and it's moved its way outwards.
Mm-hmm.
But the grass always is greener on the other side for everyone.
Yeah.
It's the same problem everywhere. In all the developed nations, in the UK, we've heard this type of stuff happening, of course, that you're talking about in New Zealand.
Yeah.
This type of stuff is rampant here in the United States and Canada. I've had two patients in Canada with cancer where young children, not young, one was about 11 and one was 14. And in fact, the 14-year-old one was diagnosed with a cancer, a thyroid cancer, the same day as his mother was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Really?
Yeah. And very, very quick story. He got better, but they wanted to start him on chemo. The doctors wanted to have a conference call with me. It was the next hour I spent with them on a conference call. Basically, they wanted to know what we'd done. And I basically told them that you wouldn't understand what I did. Even if you did understand it, you still wouldn't be able to fully understand the capacity of, you know, what we were trying to do. And the kid was doing great. And then all of a sudden, his thyroid stimulating hormone went rampant. Parents called. They were panicked. I said to send him back. Kid came back. In 3 days, we had his thyroid, normal again. And when he went back, they were trying to force him into chemo. And the parents were scared. They said that they're threatening us. They're going to take away child services. And I said, have him run away, have him come south, and I'll have him, he can stay with me and, you know, work on the farm. And, the dad was ready to do it. And, but the son is just totally, totally laid back, chill, not stressed about anything. And, so they came actually they were going to go to Disney World. So they came for an extended period to the U.S. And I saw him. I hadn't seen him in 3 months. And here's this kid that they're trying to take away, and he's gained, no kidding, probably 12 pounds of lean body mass. His chest is pumped out. His arms, he's growing like 3 inches in height. He's gone through 2 rounds of our treatment. And I'm looking at this guy, this kid, and they're saying that, he's going to metastasize and he's going to do this and that. And I'm like, kids with cancer don't put on 12 pounds of lean body mass and developing muscles and growing in height, because everything on our panel showed that everything was clear. He had a clean bill of health. His immune system was kicking. A lot of emotional issues there. In fact, at a certain point, based on what we were seeing on the e-box, I made the comment to him. I said, in front of his parents, I said, your mom doesn't need this from you. You don't have to do this because your mom has cancer. Mm-hmm. It was almost like sympathetic pain. And he was right. The youngest. And his mom didn't do as well. He just started doing incredibly well once he was told and given permission that he didn't have to follow this path, if you will.
Right.
And the mom ended up doing fine, but the point is that
it's fascinating that sometimes these kids, they don't know. They need permission that you don't have to go down this road. Listen, we got to take our first break here. It's the Summer Solstice edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a global phenomenon. What is that? It's the taking of children. It's the mandating of medical treatment. It's a global religion, a religious movement, allopathic medicine, in its forms and trappings outside of emergency trauma interventions. And we're seeing it, as you said, Dr. Batar, around the world, and we're getting people, you know, writing to us from all over the planet going, what do we do? What do we do? And I think this is, the human dilemma of slavery versus sovereignty, honestly. And not every country has adopted what at least the origins of the United States had in a concept of where the people were sovereign and they were superior to the government, as opposed to the king or the queen being sovereign and everybody was a subject of the king or queen. But we become subjects in the United States by virtue of we've lost our history. We don't even know where we came from, how we got here.
Yeah, and that's a problem. That in itself is a problem when you start looking at the political components and some of the social economic components as well. But I think that when you talk about it from a spiritual level too, Robert, because you can apply what you just said to a spiritual level.
Yes.
And I think that's the most important thing, that if we can start to apply that from a spiritual level. And yes, we don't know where we came from. Many people don't know where they came from, and that's the reason. And if they start to realize that we all come from the same place, from a spiritual state standpoint, we all came from the same place.
Right.
And I think that would help. Again, I don't want to sound all metaphysical and oofooey, kumbaya and type
of stuff. We can do that. We get away with it.
Okay, well, then. But the thing is, really, if we all understand we come from the same place, I think that would allow for a lot of the discourse to fall by the wayside and for people to start looking at the commonalities.
Yeah.
The problem is that when we start looking at the commonalities, and even though people want to come together, we start to find that rifts between people, they're not geographical or economic or religious, but they really come down to black or white type of thing, meaning not black or white literally, but I mean black or white meaning evil and good.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean any, it doesn't mean anything what your race is, what your ethnicity is, what your religion is. None of that matters. It really comes down to those that resonate with light and those that don't resonate with light. And what I mean by that is that there are people, you and I know this, on the other side when it comes to, let's just talk about healthcare, but you can take this economically in many other areas.
Yeah.
When they want to propagate the use of a poison under the pretense that it's going to allow your child to be safer, whether it be chemo, whether it be a vaccine, or whatever it is. And these are people that know better. I mean, these are people that you can't say, well, they didn't know any better. You know, the public health official that's mandating the vaccines, they probably don't know any better. But the CDC officials and the Paul office of the world, they definitely know better. They definitely know better. And yet they're still propagating with a knowing that what the truth says. It is impossible to contemplate that the office of the world don't know any better.
Exactly right. And they're being called out for it. But at the same time, there's such dissonance on their side, whether it's an economic issue. But you're right. I think we got to take it to the spiritual issue. It's like there's a darkness there.
Yeah.
And they're promoting a power agenda, not a love agenda. And
exactly.
And that isn't frou-frou or woo-woo. That's just reality. And I think that, you know, I don't fear to talk about it. We can make fun of ourselves when we do, of course, as well. But I think that you're right. And we've also talked about people that are seemingly diametrically opposed in certain facets, but when left to their own interactions, not a government controlling them and telling them who to hate and who to like, people find a way to have exist in commerce and exchange and enjoy one another just on a human level, if you will, because, you know, so many of our discords are really fomented from those who want to control us, manipulate us through fear.
Well, that's exactly right. And I, you know, you say that it's dissidence. I think that it crosses that point. It goes into evil.
No, I do. I agree. I mean, there's that point where you can try and shut it down. And then there's a point where you're really making a choice and you're probably taking lots of drugs. So you're not having to face the choice. You know, and eventually you'll have to face it, but the medicine can only keep it away from you for so long.
Yeah, and I think that those of us that do follow a higher agenda and that are conscientious of the fact that there is a social, ethical, fiduciary responsibility to let the world know what you know,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of the consequences when it may be coming backwards, you have to do what's right. And I think that that's the difference, what I define as good versus evil. I don't think that you or I are special in the sense that we are, you know, different than anybody else. But I think that there are less people that will do the right thing regardless of what the definition of right is.
Yeah.
There's a difference between courage and bravery. It was a very interesting thing that I read recently.
Oh, stand by. I want to get that. Hold that thought. Difference between courage and bravery. We come back. Also, the folks of the African-American community, do they mistrust doctors more because of the Tuskegee experiment? We're going to tackle that issue as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. ManyCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call ManyCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss an Advanced Medicine Monday, don't worry. You can go to medicalrewind.com and catch it there any time of the day or night. Thousands of hours, I think. I'm not exaggerating at this point. We've been at it for a while. And great stuff. Of course, Dr. Bitar is the author of the internationally best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And, of course, you're listening on GCN or Syndicator if you're listening live. Now, Dr. Bitar, you were going to say the difference between courage and bravery before I transition to that Tuskegee story.
Well, it was something interesting that I was reading, and they were talking about how
courage and bravery are different. The courage is a kind of bravery, but not always the other way around. So courage is a kind of bravery, but bravery is not a type of courage. So to be brave is to do something despite the fact that you are frightened.
Mm-hmm.
But to show courage is to do something that scares you precisely because you know that you must do it because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that what this comes down to is that when one has a sense of being completely right, you know that it impacts your sense of courage. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, if you have that sense of righteousness, you are willing to take it to the end of the earth. I mean, it's right. If you're not so certain, you probably will back down before you get there because, well, you know, I'm not sure, right? You're not going to give it everything you got. You'll give it a lot, you know, but there's a limit.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that more and more people that have experienced some type of a health crisis or have been a victim, if you will, of misinformation, they become more attuned to the fact that whatever they've suffered or whatever was the detriment that they experienced, that they not contribute to somebody else falling prey to the same type of situation. And, you know, this is one reason that I get disinterested in things pretty quickly, Robert. I have a very short attention span, and that's one reason I constantly, you know, like I don't see too many autistic kids. We have a lot of autistic kids in our practice, but most of them, the other healthcare providers deal with it because there's not really much to do. I mean, there's an old saying in medicine: there's something and always and never are never accurate in medicine. There's one exception to that, and that's autism. It's always mercury. And it's never anything else. I mean, the things that contribute to it, but it's never, you don't get any kind of results no matter what you do as you do when you remove the mercury. And so I don't want to minimize this, but it's not intellectually challenging, let's put it that way. And so when I get involved with the case, it's always because there's some kind of a strange caveat where the mercury is coming out, but now the child suddenly starts to show worsening, and they don't understand why. And we start looking at the mineral analysis, and see that they've got a very strange type of picture where their, say, zinc levels or copper levels are very high in the urinary challenge, but then in the spectrophotometry, we see very low, which means that the body is not absorbing it. And so those are the types of things that, you know, are challenging, and then I get involved with it. But otherwise, I'm usually focused in more on the cancer patients. And Robert, I'm sorry.
This is absolutely fascinating. Honestly, Dr. Pattaras, I'm hearing you, and you know, there's a point where you see a pattern emerge, and it is consistent. It's consistent. It's consistent. It's like, okay, I know what to do here. Let me move on to something that's challenging me. In the meantime, if there's a case that comes up that poses or shows a little bit different, then I'll come back in and we'll look at it again. And it makes all the sense in the world do that.
And the thing is that I didn't want to, I mean, I went on a long diatribe and went off tangent here, but the reason I was bringing this up is that things have to intellectually stimulate me, otherwise I get bored very easily. And the reason that we've been doing this radio show, actually we're in our sixth year now, you know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I know, you've gotten bored 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I would have, but the thing is, this is very important stuff that we do, and even if it's like social banter about some of the studies that are coming out, and you know, more often than not we're facetious and sarcastic about some of the things, and probably if you've heard the first 10 shows, you've probably heard the gist of what we talk about, and that's basically, hey, it's important to detox, you mm-hmm. know, don't put crap in your body, and live a good healthy life and do right and fear no man. That's basically the gist of all our shows.
Yeah.
So if you've missed the last 6 years, I just caught you up.
You're caught up. You're with us now. Good job. Way to go. Now they'll listen ever again.
Tune in 10 years from now and it'll be the same message. You know, of course, there's a lot of very cool stories we cover every week, and you're covering a lot of this stuff, you know, 6 days a week. But I think that the reason this hasn't become boring for me is mm-hmm. because it is a way to help others without having to rely on an individual coming to seek your help in a clinic, which limits you as a mm-hmm. as somebody. If your desire is to help people and you are successful helping people, then the next thing that you start thinking about how can I help more people? Mm-hmm. How can I get this message out to more people. And obviously when people have to come to your clinic, you're limited by their ability to come to your clinic, by the number of hours that there are appointments that could be made.
Sure.
So the radio show gives me an opportunity to share a message, and
right.
fortunately that your and my message is the same message, and so it's really powerful. And so I appreciate the fact that I haven't gotten bored after 6 years of doing this, and that our message out there is hopefully catering to those that have the courage to do what's right. And that was
so this is the thing. Now I'm going to tell Super Don, he's listening, he's not speaking tonight, but he's, if Dr. Batar doesn't show up for work 1 week, you know it's because he got bored. Now we know. You know what I think is so great too about what we get to do together and what you do, what you represent for people, it is that strength. You mentioned courage and bravery, but it is that, you know, that living example of someone who says, no, I stand up for what is right. And we need more of those stories. People need to hear more of those stories so that they can tap back into that which they also have. Because we, as you said, we don't claim exclusive domain here at all. We're not special in that way. But we make choices that other people admire and say, you know, I wish I could do that. The point is, you can. The question is, when will you? And I think hearing this message, it is a strengthening point. Even like we've said so many times before, saying the power to heal is yours. Every time we're together, every time I do a show, it's all that. It's that reminder. It's that strengthener. It's that coming back to that center focus of what you need to do, what you can do, and where we're at.
Yeah, and I think it helps us ourselves. I know it helps me, myself, to sometimes hearing validation. Not that I need the validation, you don't need the validation, but sometimes when you hear, something like Stanford just did a study that shows that sugar causes cancer, contributes to cancer, and you're like, yeah, tell me something I don't know. Mm-hmm. And so it's there's a lot of different emotions, actually. It's a way of connecting with other people without even knowing who you're connecting with. It's very powerful. You experienced this with me when you and I were saying, you've been experiencing the radio world many years more than I have, obviously, but when you and I were, I think it was in Pennsylvania and in Philadelphia when we did a advanced medicine symposium, and actually the gentleman ended up becoming a patient of ours. His son became a patient, and his autism diagnosis has not been reversed from his physicians. Eric, he's a pharmacist.
Yes,
remember?
Of course. Never forget.
He was sitting in line when we were during a break. We were waiting to get lunch, I guess it was. And he is an avid listener of the show, and he came to an advanced medicine symposium. And it was just kind of cool when you hear somebody like that introduce himself. You know, I'm a pharmacist. I really appreciate your message. I've been listening to you guys for years, and it was a great opportunity to get here in person, meet you guys, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, 3, 4, 5 months later, he becomes a patient. I didn't expect his son to become a patient. To become a patient, go through another year of treatment, and now his son's off the spectrum. And it's just really cool to have, you know, gone through that type of a journey. And we've been really, really fortunate. I've been extremely blessed because I've had that happen so many hundreds of times now, that you meet somebody, you've never met them before, you don't know who they are. And I had this actually happen in Disney World. The strangest thing is, like almost midnight, they're about to close. My sons and I, you know, we look like drowned rabbits, and we're coming up one of those log rides, and we come off, it's like they're getting ready to close, and this guy says, hey, is Dr. Batar? I don't know why, but both my sons were with me, and my immediate reaction was to grab him and push him behind me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know why. My immediate reaction was to get him behind me, right?
Yes.
Because I didn't know who this guy was.
Right.
And then he, of course, said, you know, I've been a big fan of yours, and I saw you at such and such show on TV or something. I don't remember what it was. I think it was maybe 2020 or something.
Yeah.
And then he said, I started doing such and such, and then my wife did, and it was all started because we saw you on TV, and we just really appreciate you, and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. You know, and then, I, of course, I introduced him to my son. But the funny thing was to me is, like, how did this guy recognize it? Because if you took a picture of us, which, you know, they do on the log rides, you couldn't recognize any of us because we were drenched, literally, head to toe, we were totally drenched. But anyway, it was funny.
Well, in a lot of ways, it's the voice, too, because obviously we're coming around the world with the voice coming through the radio broadcast, and it is something that transcends the physical look, if you will. And I've had that happen. They hear the voice, so they don't even see you, and they say, oh, I know that voice. So that could be one of the cases there as well, but that's really cool. Now, I think that might have been the Dallas one that you mentioned where we met Eric. I can't remember. We've done a few.
Yeah, it probably was.
But, fantastic stories, very empowering stories, and they end up, again, helping others. So it just keeps on going. Now, I wanted to ask you this question. We've got a couple of minutes before break. And this relates to a story in the New York Times, and I think they're very scared of what's happening with the African-American community, because the Nation of Islam, Farrakhan, and they're recognizing the danger of vaccines thanks to Wakefield and others that have really put out with this vax movie. They're now reaching into that community, which I've been trying to reach for years, and saying, look, they're poisoning you. They're targeting you. Your kids are much more vulnerable, even though they're all vulnerable on the vaccine issue. And so now they're going back in the New York Times saying, well, I wonder what's going on here. Could it be the Tuskegee study? Is that why they don't like us? Is that why they don't trust us? And they won't look at contemporary vaccination as a possibility of the cause at this point, even though, yes, Tuskegee should, by any measure, make you suspicious of the medical community forever.
Well, what's the difference between Tuskegee and what's happening right now?
Well, and that's the point. They're experimenting on all kids. And I think, you know, when we see Brother Tony Muhammad in the Nation of Islam, the right-hand guy for Farrakhan, he's saying that exactly it. This is not about black kids and white kids. It's all of our kids. And that's the truth, except, you know, the Tuskegee, the difference was it targeted blacks. In this case, the vaccine issue is targeting everybody, but they showed a vulnerability in black boys given the MMR on time or early more than others. But
that's my point, though. You see, when you look at Tuskegee, they channeled out a population based on its ethnicity, and now you've got the same thing that they saw the propensity in African-American children to be more damaged. So what is the difference between Tuskegee and contemporary issues with the vaccines? And the answer is that one affected a population that was already mature, and this is affecting that same population at a much more infantile standpoint, right?
What's the difference?
And I mean, I agree that it's affecting all children. I'm not disputing
that. I'm with you. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be back to wrap it up. It's only getting more interesting now, but we got to go there after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Carroll.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Scott Bell Show. Talking about the New York Times and the Tuskegee thing, and they're speculating that, you know, black people don't trust us anymore. Why? Could it be because of Tuskegee? And your point is, hopefully well taken, Dr. Bittar, that, you know, what is the difference? You're right. They know what's happening, particularly to that target group, young African-American males, and they covered it up. And so if anybody of that, background trusts the medical establishment, they need their head examined.
Yeah, I mean, the first time you hurt me, you know, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. And that's exactly what they're doing there. Why would they want to trust anybody? I mean, they've already been, you know, and it's actually every human being should not trust the system anymore after what's been done and what has been shown to have been done. The experimentation on humans that started, God knows when it all started, but you can start looking at World War II, what the Nazis did,
yes,
with a lot of the people during the Holocaust. Then you start seeing what our own government, and a lot of the stuff actually, if you trace it back, it's
direct lineage. And you know that story out of Perth, which I told you they wrote about yesterday. They strapped this kid down, this 6-year-old kid down in bed sheets, and he's bruised. His arms are bruised because he knows stuff is killing him, that it's poison. Tell me if that's not Nazi medicine. What else would you call that?
Yeah, in fact, remember the girl at the event for Truth About Cancer that they talked about?
Cassandra C., same thing. Almost 18, and they strapped her down, and she says, I do not consent. What kind of human, if you can call them that, would continue to pour that poison into her body when she says that?
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely no difference. The only difference is that they did it in mass. Mm-hmm. Back then, and they don't do it in mass now. They do it, you know, isolated to take people away from their parents. That they, will under some type of pretense that the person isn't able to make the decision, so that they're not mentally intact or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they start doing this stuff, and so they don't do it in mass. But that's exactly what's going to this mass immunizations, the laws that are mandating vaccinations, and they're trying to dumb down the population, trying to, you know, take away the sovereign right of an individual that over their own body, that you don't have that right over your own body. And so, and the amount of people, Robert, that I'm coming across, that I'm meeting, maybe it's just me, but I mean, these are people that don't know that I'm, that, you know, I'm a doctor, or that mm-hmm. what I believe. And you just hear conversations, more and more people are getting really, really upset. I mean, yeah. Donald Trump is a perfect example of why people don't understand. He's insulting everybody, and yet he's yes. gotten more votes from right. from the Republicans than ever in the GOP. Why? Because he is basically his message is catering to and widely being received by the disgruntled.
Yeah, the people that are upset, and rightly so. Again, how much can you take? And he's verbalizing it now.
He's tapped into that. He's yeah. tapped into that sensation, that emotional area where these people are just very tired. They're fed up, and he's figured out that key, and he's feeling it. And more, I mean, you know, he would probably be very, very successful if he just learned to shut his mouth and not insult different right. groups. He'd probably be a shoo-in.
He hasn't learned about the law of silence in that regard yet. Just yet. We'll see what happens. But I tell you what, it is a time where more people are squeezing out of the grasp. And that New York Times article on the Tuskegee reference to today's black people not trusting medicine is fascinating in that I don't believe anywhere in there that they would acknowledge that the CDC whistleblower might have something to do with it in this current time. That indeed, yes, you can go back to that. But how many people is that on their mind, the first thing on their mind when they go to the doctor? Oh, you're the same profession that did that in Tuskegee. I don't think in general they were thinking in that term. But now that the Vax the Movie's out and the things that we're talking about, people are talking about, it's changing. That's why I think they are desperate. I don't know what kind of stunt they're going to try to pull people back into the fold, but I just don't think it'll work the same way as it did before.
Yeah, it's certainly not working at all right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Well, anyway, I appreciate spending a little solstice time with you as I head back from New York, and you know, already looking forward to next week's Advanced Medicine broadcast. What can I say?
Well, it's always a pleasure, Robert. It's always a pleasure.
And no more yellow jacket stings next week, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to try to avoid that because you know it's not a lot of fun.
Not pleasant. No, no, no. You. I knew I was alive already. I didn't need the reminder with that level of pain. That was not necessary. But anyway, you taught some folks some good stuff with the sodium bicarb thing to start, so that's good. Remember, medicalrewind.com. Of course, archives are available at iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn at GCN and podcasts at Epic Times and, of course, UK Health Radio and SoundCloud. Dr. Bitar, tell them what they need to know before we sign off for the evening.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.